And so, I mean, firstly, how long have you lived in Dover?
All my life. I was a resident. You know, all my life, I was born and raised here. Mm-hmm. 28 years.
Yeah. What do you do right now for a living?
I'm a teaching assistant for Capital School District.
Okay. So, I mean, firstly, you've lived here all your life. Why do you enjoy and why do you like living in Dover?
It's a great city to live in. Like I stated before, with me living here all my life, like I remember going downtown to shop with family on weekends. I remember the loving neighbors, the willingness from the community to gather together like the African American Festival. It was a good seeing people of all minorities there just enjoying themselves. It gives off a good energy and vibe.
Mm-hmm. And what motivates you or what motivated you to run for city council?
What motivated me to run for city council is change. I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to want to see change. Nothing ever happens. I actually do want to engage in change. I want to also get the youth involved. I want to help tackle the homeless issues. I would like to form an eco development team to find usage for the vacant buildings and such, and the ill-kept buildings that are in our downtown and all around the city. And I would also like to get a better relationship among the police and the community. I would like to bring crime down in the city. A platform that I'm trying to push out is a mobile command center stationed in one of the high crime areas on New Street. And I would like the mobile command center to double as a mental health facility for anyone who has episodes. But the mental health facility will be ran by a specialist, not Dover PD.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of different things. You have public safety, economic development. It sounded like youth involvement were some of the priorities for you in terms of what motivated you to run for city council.
Yes, I feel like youth definitely needs to be involved. Youth isn't involved enough into politics, period. Youth is the future. It's time for youth to have the keys and get in the driver's seat to make change and to do, you know, for themselves. A lot of youth doesn't know about political events, or some don't even know how to vote. I remember pretty much growing up that I've heard, oh, my vote doesn't count. Why vote? It's just I would like them to get them engaged, like to get them the knowledge. Because, like I said, youth is our future. And I feel like someone needs to be in power that's younger. Like the median age range of Dover City Council is mid-50s. But the median age range of Dover is 30. We're more connected to society, you know, we're more into things. And times are changing. It's time to change hands and give youth the keys, as I stated before.
Mm-hmm. So you want to act as sort of, you know, an example for young kids who are or young people who are interested in getting into politics.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so talking about the, you know, you mentioned the current city council. Obviously, you'll be working with a lot of those councilors. How would you say, if you had to give a grade for the current performance of the current city council, what sort of grade would you give them, and what could be done better in the City Council of Dover?
No necessary degree that I would give, because in my opinion, everyone is feeling like they're doing what they can, they're doing the best that they can in the role that they're given. So I wouldn't particularly give a grade. I would grade them as such. So no specific grade that I would give. Like I said, everyone is doing what they can to the best of their capabilities and their powers. But there are aspects and a few ways that things could change. Just like I said, another thing that I will be pushing for is the electric company. The electric company has failed to change their turbines in over 60 years, which has lost a lot of revenue that could be brought back into the city for future basis. So with changing those turbines, then they can get back into generation capacity and for their energy. And that's what the city council could have done before. And also, the city council could take care of downtown a slightly bit more. Sidewalks ajar, there's trash and such. I feel like that should be addressed a little bit more also. And it's brought to their attention, my knowledge from speaking to store owners that are located in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. So sounds like reforming or making some changes to the electric company stuff in terms of the turbines and things, and also downtown development is something that you'd like to see the city council focus on more.
Yes. And yeah, also eco development. I like to bring some eco development downtown, bring more businesses downtown and such, but that refers back to what I just previously said. With sidewalks and such, that doesn't draw a business appeal to someone who wants to put their location there. Mm-hmm. If you want a prime location for your business, you want it to look like something.
Yeah. I know last election, when I talked with Gerald Rocha, who recently ran for city council and is now there, he's running and opposed this election, but he also mentioned public safety and the downtown development was a big priority, mentioning needing to bring more arts into the city. I think he talked about other places he's lived in before. He's noticed the arts community is what really made the downtown and the city vibrant as a whole. Would you agree with that sort of sentiment? Do you think that there needs to be something that's missing in downtown right now that could be added?
Yeah, I agree with that also. Just like, again, that goes back to what I would like to also push to do. I would like to form a relationship with Delaware State University, and they own the downtown sports center that a lot of people don't know. And I feel like that could also bring culture into the city because Dover lacks culture. And what I mean by that is with me bridging that gap and building a relationship with Dell State, I would also like to bridge a relationship with the school districts. And with me by doing so, you know, both have drama and acting and such. I was looking into maybe Dell State students, you know, shadowing the high school students and the aspects of things that they'd like to do with arts, drama, acting and such. And then like maybe on Friday and Saturday, they could utilize the Sports Center and put on the show and give downtown something to do. And not for that fall into the art of natural arts and such.
Mm-hmm. So utilizing the schools that we have in Dover, including Dell State and also the local public schools to, you know, bring some more arts and culture into the community.
Yes. And like I said, and that also gives the kids something to do. That gives the college students something to do also. And, maybe I can talk to the president of Dell State or the director of arts at Dell State. And maybe the students could even get a shadowing credit for doing such with the high school students. You know, I want to make it a win-win situation for both. I want to bridge a great relationship amongst the city and the schools. And also, it'll bring something to do for the city. Mm-hmm. You know, you haven't heard of anything like shows at the Sports Center and you know, I don't know how long, especially driven by the youth. Again, I'm getting the youth involved.
Mm-hmm. So building a better bridge between the schools and the city in order to bring more into Dover. Obviously, you know, a big important part of city council is representing the city and having a lot of knowledge. What do you think qualifies you to be on the city council? And along the same lines, what sets you apart from your opponents that you're running against?
Again, what I feel though would make me a good candidate to be on city council is I'm driven, I'm a hard worker, I'm dedicated to what I do. I'm open-minded. I have no problem cohering and working with colleagues because city council isn't just a one-man show. You cohere with your colleagues. You hear their opinions. You go on from there. Everybody comes up in agreements on something. This isn't just a one-man show. And I feel like I can cohere with my colleagues and come up with the best plan to move things forward and over.
Mm-hmm. So your ability to work with other people is a strength of yours?
Yes.
My last question would just be how, being the at-large city councilor, how would you represent all the citizens of Dover?
I will represent all the constituents as equal. I'm already out in the community. I've been out on Reed Street with current city councilmen out there cleaning up. Then we barbecued. I've already been in the community with I partnered with the barbershop in town, and I gave haircuts to 20 kids for Thanksgiving. I provided a hot meal for the Shepherd's Place shelter. And I have gone to each district and talked to constituents and got input on how they feel things should be run. Because with me being at the seat at large, I work for them. They're my constituents. They know what they like. They feel what they like. And I will take everything that they take into consideration if I get said seat.
Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. Well, thank you, LaVon, so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
No problem. Thank you for reaching out.